Hey everyone, welcome back to the channel. Today, we're diving deep into a comprehensive analysis of Toyota Motor Corporation, ticker symbol TM, one of the biggest players in the global auto industry. If you're thinking about investing in this giant or just curious about how they're performing, stick around because we've got a ton to cover, from financials to recent news, valuation, and more. Let's get started. All right, let's set the stage. Toyota isn't just a car company. It's a global powerhouse that's been shaping the automotive world for decades. Headquartered in Toyota, Japan, they've consistently been one of the top-selling automakers worldwide, and 2025 was no exception as they held on to that crown. We're going to break down everything you need to know about their business, their numbers, and whether this stock deserves a spot in your portfolio. So who is Toyota Motor Corporation? Founded in 1933, Toyota designs, manufactures, and sells everything from passenger vehicles to commercial trucks, along with parts and accessories. They're a leader in hybrid technology, think Prius and RAV4, and operate across multiple segments, including financial services. With over 383,000 employees worldwide, their footprint spans North America, Europe, Asia, and beyond. Led by CEO Koji Sato, who's recently announced he'll be stepping down in favor of CFO Kenta Kan, Toyota remains a cornerstone of the consumer cyclical sector in the auto manufacturing industry. Let's talk revenue. Toyota's top line is massive, and for fiscal year 2025, they reported a staggering 48 trillion yen in total revenue, which is roughly 320 billion US dollar, depending on exchange rates. Breaking it down by product category, the bulk comes from vehicles at about 36.9 trillion yen, making up the lion's share of their income. Financial services contribute a solid 4.4 trillion yen, while parts and components for after service and production add another 5 trillion yen combined. Geographically, Japan is their biggest market at 21.9 trillion yen, followed closely by North America at 19.3 trillion yen. Europe and Asia also play significant roles, with 6.3 trillion and 8.9 trillion yen, respectively. This diversified revenue stream across regions and products shows how well-positioned Toyota is globally. Now, on to earnings. Toyota's fiscal year 2025 results were impressive, with a net income of 4.76 trillion yen, or about $32 billion USD. That translates to an earnings per share of 3,595.60 yen, a notable jump from 3,659.4 yen in 2024, though we do see some fluctuation in prior years. Operating income hit 4.79 trillion yen, reflecting strong profitability despite industry headwinds. What stands out is their ability to maintain growth, even as they navigate supply chain issues and tariff challenges in markets like the U.S. These numbers tell me Toyota's got a solid grip on cost management and operational efficiency. Diving into their latest earnings call for Q2 of fiscal year 2025, Toyota's management highlighted some key points. They reported strong operating income for the first half, driven by robust sales, especially in the hybrid segment. They're seeing steady demand in North America, which aligns with the revenue breakdown we just discussed. Management also emphasized their focus on balancing growth with sustainability, investing heavily in electrification while maintaining profitability. It's clear they're playing the long game, prioritizing innovation in EVs and hybrids to stay ahead of competitors. Let's zoom into the financial statements for a closer look at Toyota's health. On the balance sheet for 2025, they're sitting on 8.98 trillion yen in cash and equivalents, with total assets of 93.6 trillion yen. Total liabilities stand at 56.7 trillion yen, giving them a debt-to-equity ratio of about 1.08, which is reasonable for a capital-intensive industry like autos. Their current ratio of 1.26 suggests they can cover short-term obligations without breaking a sweat. Looking at profitability metrics, return on equity is just under 10% at 9.96%, and their net profit margin is a healthy 7.32%. Cash flow-wise, operating cash flow for 2025 was 3.69 trillion yen, though free cash flow was negative at 1.56 trillion yen due to heavy capital expenditures of 5.25 trillion yen. They're investing big in future growth, which could pressure short-term cash, but bodes well for long-term returns if executed right. So what's Toyota worth? Let's talk valuation. At a current stock price of around $242.39, Toyota's market cap sits at roughly $315.9 billion. Their trailing PE ratio is 13.33, which is significantly lower than the industry average of 48.61 for auto manufacturers. This suggests Toyota might be undervalued compared to peers. Their price-to-sales ratio is 0.98, indicating you're paying less than a dollar for every dollar of revenue, which is pretty attractive. Looking at forward PE estimates for fiscal year 2026, analysts peg it at 12.60, dropping to 8.28 by 2030, signaling expectations of earnings growth. With a dividend yield of 2.51%, or $5.63 per share annually, there's a nice income component for long-term holders. Based on these metrics, Toyota looks like a value play in a cyclical sector. Let's break down Toyota's strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats, our SWOT analysis. Starting with strengths, Toyota's financial performance is rock solid. Their operating income and net profit margins show they can weather industry storms better than most. They're also a leader in hybrid tech, with models like the Prius setting industry standards. On the flip side, weaknesses include heavy reliance on specific markets like Japan and North America, which could hurt if regional economies falter. Their negative free cash flow due to high capex is another concern for short-term liquidity. Opportunities are massive. Toyota's push into hybrids and EVs, with plans to boost hybrid output by 30% by 2028, positions them well in the green transition. But threats loom large. Geopolitical risks like U.S. tariffs and supply chain disruptions could dent margins. Plus, intense competition in the EV space from Tesla and BYD means they can't rest on their laurels. Overall, Toyota's got a strong foundation, but they need to navigate these challenges carefully. Looking at recent performance, Toyota's stock has been on a tear. Over the past week, it's up 1.12%, and over the last month, it's gained 9.42%. Zooming out, the three-month return 20.01%, 6 months at 28.49%, and a solid 30.98% over the past year. Over 5 years, they're up 57.40%, outperforming many in the consumer cyclical sector, which has only returned 10.56% over the same period. On the charts, the stock is showing strong upward momentum, trading above key moving averages. If you're considering a short-term move, this trend suggests potential for further gains, though keep an eye on broader market sentiment and auto sector risks like tariffs. All right, let's wrap this up. Toyota Motor Corporation is a juggernaut in the auto industry with strong financials, a global presence, and a clear focus on the future through hybrids and EVs. Their valuation looks attractive compared to peers, and recent stock performance shows investor confidence. However, challenges like geopolitical risks, competition, and heavy capital spending could create bumps in the road. For long-term investors, Toyota offers stability and a decent dividend, but you'll want to monitor how they execute on their electrification strategy. What do you think? Bullish or bearish on TM? Drop your thoughts in the comments below, and if you found this analysis helpful, smash that like button and subscribe for more deep dives like this. Thanks for watching, and I'll see you in the next one.